A trip across Pakistan's border with Afghanistan has left one expert questioning just who Pakistan is supporting. The analyst works for the think tank the RAND Corporation, and a Defense Department study took that analyst, Seth Jones, repeatedly across the border.
Virtually nobody recognizes the border itself. The amount of traffic across the border, including by local tribes, is absolutely phenomenal. The border is completely porous.
Did you have to show a passport to get across?
I never had to show anything to cross the border.
And somebody just took you across walking or driving or what?
I was driving, and then I've also done it in a helicopter as well.
So you've got easy access if you're on the Pakistan side of the border. You've got easy access to Afghanistan. We know that the Taliban are believed to have sanctuaries on the Pakistan side. And what's Pakistan's role?
Pakistan plays, in my view, a very complicated role. In a number of cases, it has been quite helpful in capturing a range of militant groups, including senior al-Qaeda operatives. In other cases, we have seen elements of the government provide support to a range of militant groups, including the Taliban. So it's a very complicated relationship.
Now, when you say some support, what are some specific stories you've heard from specific people about aid that Pakistani authorities are providing now to the Taliban or other groups?
Well, the most significant types of support tend to be non-lethal support, information, intelligence, assistance with training, actually getting across the border, logistical help, foodstuffs, petroleum, but there tend to be no good evidence of large-scale weapons being funneled to militant groups from Pakistani authorities.
What did you hear from people when you were talking to them about this?
Oh, when you get on the ground, it's quite clear. People talk about it openly. There really is no doubt, in a sense, talking to people on both sides of the border, that there is a lot of support from elements, for example, of the Pakistani government. What's important to understand historically is that elements of the Pakistan government provided significant support during the 1990s to the Taliban, and it was fundamental to the Taliban's success in taking over virtually all of Afghanistan. So by the September 11th attacks, the Taliban, with strong Pakistani backing, was running Afghanistan.
But wait a minute, because you mentioned that historic support for the Taliban. President Pervez Musharraf said as long ago as 2002, we've cut that off, we've changed things, we've reassigned people. Pakistan has denied aiding the Taliban ever since, as far as I know. How could this be going on so openly still?
Well, I think you'd have to direct that question to the Pakistan government. I mean, what is clear in a lot of the declassified documents during the 1990s as well is they consistently denied this, even in private to senior U.S. government officials. So it's not entirely surprising that they would deny this, certainly publicly. In fact, if you remember the U.S. role in Afghanistan during the Soviet wars, the U.S. publicly denied many times that it was providing support to the Mujahideen. In fact, it was, and we know this quite clearly historically.
Did this tipping off in any specific incident get Americans killed?
I am not aware that Americans were killed because of this information that was provided to insurgent groups. It has gotten Afghan officials, including border post officials, killed. I suspect firefights along the border have gotten individuals from both sides killed.
Has the information that's been shared with the Taliban by Pakistan significantly harmed U.S. efforts in Afghanistan to defend that country?
In my view, there is no question that information that has been shared has been seriously detrimental to U.S. and broader NATO efforts in Afghanistan.
What has it harmed?
Well, what it harms is what we call operational security. I mean, if they have information on where U.S. or other NATO forces are operating, where they're going, the size of the units, what they're bringing with them, that's actually important tactical level intelligence, and they can get out of areas if there is advanced warning of U.S. or other NATO operations there. That's important on the battlefield.
How could the U.S. continue to share information with Pakistan's government and military if it knows that some of that information is being passed on to the Taliban?
It's not certain that information that the U.S. has provided to Pakistan has been sent to the Taliban. What is clear, though, is that there are Pakistani intelligence operatives that have watched U.S. forces moving in Afghanistan and near the border and have provided assistance. I mean, Pakistan clearly has a very competent human intelligence collection capability.
When you spoke with U.S. military officials about all this, what was their attitude toward it?
Well, I think it's the subject of a significant amount of debate. I think there is a fair amount of agreement that there is some support coming from elements of the government. What is not clear is how high it goes up. And what is not clear also is how pervasive it is within Pakistani government units.
Seth Jones of the RAND Corporation has finished his latest visit to the border area between Pakistan and Afghanistan. He's also the author of a report on Pakistan's cooperation with the Taliban. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.